Hello, friends. Dave Jones here. Today, a short reading of a meditation from the early mornings, early hours of the morning, this morning, around 3 a.m. As some of you know, about 3.5 years ago, I suffered the last in a series of concussions, and the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. And since then, life has been quite a ride. It's recovering from a brain injury, learning how to heal. This instrument has been a huge part of my healing journey, as have all sorts of different sounds. And I am healing. I am learning. I'm growing. I'm thankful. As I was telling a good friend this morning, that I would never have chosen this for myself, for my family, but in the irony of growth and struggle and challenge, much good has come of this time. And one of the most important things that has happened, I've learned how to nurture what we would call awareness, or you might call it the soul. Some might call it the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. It is that which is eternal, that which is unchanging, that which all other things pass through, including pain and including discomfort, including joy. And I'm learning how to nurture and to be with that part of us that never changes, no matter our circumstances. I'm learning to stop demanding that life be the way that I want it to be. And I'm starting to learn how to be with life as it is. And out of that springs forth wonderful energy and vibrancy and new ideas and hope and solutions for the present circumstances. Not a withdrawal, not an apathy, not a neglect, but instead, as I am with what is, an energy, a life force that is always right here and right now, flows through me. A life begins to live me. Last night, I woke up, and I will read through the meditation that developed in the early hours of this morning. 3 a.m. Nothing is lacking. This, the message in this in-between state of the early morning when the veil is thin and suppressed messengers sneak in through the door to gain audience. The mind racing to have answers, working to maintain identity, worrying and attempting to control the uncontrollable, doing its job. So many thoughts of being behind in life. Not good enough at meditation, not good enough at handpan, not good enough as a dad and husband, son, friend, not good enough as a cyclist, and on and on. And this question arises, who am I? Who am I? The emotions of fear and anxiety are showing up for answers. I initially give them a half-hearted welcome, just so they would leave me alone. And as I do this, the mind starts working again, trying to balance the incongruity of what is present and what I wish to be present. So I face fear and anxiety again, and I look in fear's eyes. My eyes. And I love fear, and I hold fear, and I comfort fear, and I give fear the space and time to feel and think and be. Fear speaks. Could it be that you don't really have to worry about all these things? Won't you be unprepared? Can you experience peace if all the questions are unanswered? Is there really nothing for you to prove? Is there really no one for you to become? Is there really no need to separate yourself from others, to be distinct so that you might be someone? The best meditator, the best handpan player. Won't you disappear if you stop trying to make a name for yourself? Won't you get further behind? Don't you need answers to the questions and certainties for the future to experience peace now? Don't you have to mark your territory, protect your ideas? Don't you have to make sure your voice is heard? Won't you be forgotten if you stop trying to be seen? Don't you have to know more to be enough? Don't you have to do more to be enough? As fear speaks, her voice slows and she grows more at ease. Her eyes soften and she lifts her gaze to meet mine. And somewhere, from both within and without, a clear, wordless sense comes over us. Peace. A deep, penetrating breath in and an exhaustive breath out. Cellular life, clarity, energy, and then the words. Nothing is lacking. No one to become, nowhere to go, nothing to do. In this space and time, right here, right now, nothing is lacking. Nothing ever is lacking. Now, fear has not left my metaphorical house, and yet she is not something to run from. She changes form when I meet her and catch her eyes. She falls into grace with me. How can I describe it? We are somehow becoming friends. Nothing is lacking. There is nothing to add up. There is nothing to measure up to. There is no math. All things are yours, are ours. Take and eat. Thanks for being with me today.